it's about an issue that's it's a bit too close to home, about a very dangerous and addictive legal high drug that's been sold from shops in the city centre of Belfast, and it's caused many addicts across County Antrim. So it has. The reason why I tried it in the first place was because I heard it made you confident, chatty, outgoing, that kind of thing. And when I tried it, I thought it was a wonder drug. It really did help. But after using it for 2 weeks, I found I couldn't stop it. It got such a grip hold on me that I was addicted to it and couldn't get off it.
And what was this called?
The name of it is Ocean Snow, and it sold the way methadone was, as a bath salt. And
so this is sold legally?
It's sold legally over the counter in shops, yes.
Where did you buy it from?
There's two shops in Belfast that sell it. One is called Rip Off Cloven Belfast.
How much do they charge for it, Richard?
It's £25 a gram, or £15 for half a gram.
And this is being sold as bath salts?
It's sold as bath salts, yes.
Did these shops ask you what you were going to use it for or give you any advice?
It's just a known fact that it's being used to get high off. It says on the packaging, not for human consumption. And apparently, if the shop owners give you advice on how to snort it, they're breaking the law, but they go ahead and do it anyway.
So obviously, well, they didn't give you any advice, did they?
Well, I actually asked about the product and was told it was very potent.
In which shop?
In Rip Off Cloven.
What did you say to them?
I asked them, did they have a product called Ocean Snow? And they said they did. And I asked what kind of effects it had on you. I was told it was like a cross between an ecstasy hit and a cocaine hit all in one go, only far stronger.
Because obviously what these shops will do is they will say they're acting within the law and they're simply selling bath salts.
Yes, because it says not for human consumption on the packet, they're not breaking any laws.
What did it do to you when you took it?
I have to admit, it made me feel so confident. I was more outgoing. I was more chatty. It was a great feeling, but it was short-lived because after using it one night at the weekend, I found I was using it 2 and 3 times a week because the withdrawals were so bad with it. The withdrawals include paranoia, depression, and even suicidal thoughts. And there's a substance abuse centre in Ballymena called the Hope Centre.
I know,
and they have had 35 people crossing their doors looking for help to get off Ocean Snow.
My goodness.
That's a fact, because I was speaking to the one of the council workers today who works at the centre.
Can you share with me more, Richard? First of all, you talk about the withdrawal symptoms.
It causes insomnia. It keeps you awake for 3 to 4 days, in my case anyway. And when you're coming down off it, the depression, anxiety, paranoia is so intense, you just go back to the drug paraphernalia shops in the city centre and top up your head again.
And can you explain to me, when you talk about the paranoia, can you explain to me what actually happened in your brain? What did you think was happening?
You get like a feeling you're being watched, and just your whole family is out to get you in some kind of way. It's a really hard thing to explain, but any user will tell you it's a really frightening experience.
What was the depression like?
Well, in my case anyway, and I've spoke to several others, it's so bad that you get thoughts of self-harm and suicide.
Did you contemplate suicide?
It did go through my head, yes. And to counteract that, I just went back to the shop to buy more, and that got rid of all the effects.
And this is a real low you're talking about in your brain. That's the way this stuff leaves you, is it?
Oh, it's incredible, Stephen.
How low? Can you try to put words to it? What? Tell me how, so that I can imagine how it feels.
Well, I also used the drug methadone, which is now a banned legal high. To show how strong Ocean Snow is, I could have used 7 grams of methadone in 2 days. And with Ocean Snow, it's so potent, a gram could last you up to 4 days. It is mind-blowing. And
I'm really interested, Richard, in how it leaves you out the other end, though. Does it mean that you can't move, or you can't think, or you don't want to get up? Or what way does this substance leave you?
They talk about the honeymoon period, and when it finishes, the outgoing effects of the drug doesn't work anymore, and users tend to shut themselves off in their bedrooms, just in an absolute trance. And me personally, the past 2 months, the cravings have been so bad for me, I still continue to use it, but I don't socialise. I can't leave the room. I very rarely leave the house, and it is serious, and it really needs to be banned, because the young people I've heard whose lives have been ruined by it is unbelievable, and it's gone unreported in the media.
Well,
it really needs to be highlighted.
It'll not be unreported now. You were recently in Antrim Hospital. They essentially told you had a mini stroke.
I have a young son who's 10 months old, and after 3 days of using Ocean Snow, I went to pick up my baby son, and I got a numbness down the left side of my arm, and I couldn't hold him. So I went to Antrim Hospital, got checked out, and basically they have no sympathy for people who use drugs, in my opinion, in hospitals. But they were able to tell me they think I suffered a mini stroke and seizures.
Is that after examining you they thought you'd taken a stroke?
It is indeed, yes.
My goodness.
I'm a fairly healthy lad.
I'm talking to you now, Richard, and you're due to leave your house very, very soon.
Yes.
Tell me where you're going as a result of this Ocean Snow stuff.
The psychiatrist who I've been attending is really concerned about my mental and physical health. So I'm going to Holywell Hospital down in London, where they're going to try and detox me off this drug. I should add too that I've done some research on the internet, and in America they say Ocean Snow is harder to treat than heroin addiction. Heroin addicts have their substitute drugs, but Ocean Snow has no drugs I can offer for withdrawals. I went 2 weeks without it, and it was an absolute hell.
And you're
ended up back on it again.
And it's essentially meant that you're going into a psychiatric unit this afternoon.
Indeed, I'm due to go there after 4 o'clock today. They wouldn't put a time limit on it.
Well, you're going to want to get better, Richard, aren't you, for your 10-month-old baby?
Absolutely, Steve.
It's going to need you around for a long time, isn't he?
He is indeed.
So that's what you've got to hang on to, and you've got to, as much as you're doing it for yourself, you've got to do it for him, Richard.
Yep, I understand that. When I was using this, I never thought that it would have such a grip hold on me that I wouldn't be able to bond with my son. But unfortunately, the addiction was so strong, I've missed out on a year of his life, and it's for him that I'm wanting to kick this habit for.
So is that also what it's done? It meant you didn't bond with him?
No. Me and his mother are separated, and I get access to him 2 days a week. I would have a routine where I would take Ocean Snow the day before I see him, because I never used it when I was looking after him, because I just thought it was wrong, basically. So the drug was still in your system the next day, so I was able to try and bond with him, but I just didn't have it because I was emotionless. And the wee man, he's absolutely adorable, and it's heartbreaking.
Why are you speaking out about this to me, Richard?
Basically, Stephen, I'm disgusted that shops are getting away with selling this stuff, and I consider myself a caring person, and I want to warn people about the dangers of ocean snow.
The shops that you've mentioned, it would seem that they are not doing anything illegal. It would seem that they are acting within the law. But would it also seem, from what you've said today, that they have a moral responsibility to listen to you, to listen to the impact that this has had on you, and then for them that are supporting this or who are doing this, to give a very public statement as to how they feel about this very dangerous substance, ocean snow?
From my dealings with them, they're making an absolute mint of a profit out of selling these products that they don't care who they're harming.
Where are you getting the money from to buy it?
Well, unfortunately, I had to come out of work 3 years ago with severe depression.
So you're using your savings?
I had a good job, and to be honest with you, it's with the drug methadone, Steve, I spent £200 a week on it.
My goodness.
And this ocean snow, because it's so more potent than methadone, I don't have to spend as much money. So I would tend to spend, say, £75 a week on it.
Well, listen, Richard, you've been very, very powerful today, and I think you will have startled people as they're listening in their car this morning, as they're sitting at home, how, you know, you've painted this picture of how you were in a successful company, you had a job, you were holding it all down, and through these drugs, it's all fallen apart.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we will all wish you well, Richard, in you building your life back up together again, and please, please do so. And please find the strength within yourself to do so. And Richard, you're a brave man. You're a brave man for coming on this radio program today. And, you know, I think it says something about you, sir, that you want to stop this happening to other people. And yes, thank you very, very much for contacting me today, Richard.
It really does need balance, Stephen. It's unbelievable what it's doing to people.
Well, look, I know that you're going to be leaving the house now to go into that psychiatric unit now. So I hope I can talk to you when you come back out the other end, Richard.
Not a problem, Stephen.
Thank you.
Okay.